Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Program. I'm Rob Port, in for Scott Hennon, of course, with Todd Mitchell. Having a lot of fun this morning. We've been discussing whether or not North Dakota is becoming more moderate. Gallup poll suggesting that North Dakota has gone from one of the top 10 conservative states to one of the top 10 quote-unquote moderate states. North Dakota not very liberal, though. People saying both that they're conservative and that they're moderate. Far outweighing the number of people saying they're liberal, and I don't know what to make of it. I don't know that it really tells us anything that's all that useful. I don't sense any real shift in North Dakota's ideology. Now that may change. I mean, if the state's fortunes change, if the oil situation gets ugly, if the revenue situation gets ugly, that could change. I don't think the North Dakotans are so much loyal partisan voters as you know, they want to vote for what works. And right now, you know, the status quo, you know, you can argue with it, but it at least is perceived to be working. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 if you want to join the program. More discussion on Facebook about this. Regarding whether or not North Dakota is becoming less conservative, more moderate, Mike says too much money tends to do that. It gets hard to say no. Certainly the state's seen a pretty big increase in spending. I think that's the point he's making. Renee says we can thank Hovind for ushering in the era of left-leaning Republicans. The ranking is much deserved. Jerry, though, says he still perceives the state as very conservative. Pat says, referring to one of the other commenters who was complaining about how North Dakota is too conservative. He says, Bill, please move to Minnesota. We need more taxpayers here. Brad says, Minnesota is leftist and Moorhead is the center of liberalism and corruption in local government. Heck, the mayor appointed herself to a committee in clear violation of the city charter. So if you want liberalism and corruption, you would be at home in Minnesota in general, and Moorhead in particular. North Dakota is far from being a bastion of liberty. Recent votes show that conservative or liberal mean little if they don't preserve and protect personal freedoms. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. So interesting discussion. Hey, by the way, later in this program, we're going to have a fun discussion about... Well, not a fun discussion. A lot of people care deeply about this issue. It's a local issue to Minot, but it has statewide implications. It's a matter that's before our state legislature, and it relates to the Ward County Historical Society and a feud between them and the North Dakota State Fair. Currently, the Historical Society exists on State Fair property. They say they've got an agreement dating back to the 60s, which says they can't exist there. State Fair, however, wants them out. They're saying they need the room for expansion, although they're not being real clear on why they feel they need to expand. So we'll talk with Senator Ole Larson. He, along with Representative Dan Ruby from the Minot area, has introduced legislation to the in this session to allow the Ward County Historical Society to stay right where they're at. So we'll talk with him about that. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. By the way, have you heard about Bob the Triceratops, Todd? Have you heard about that?
A little bit, yeah.
It's a situation. It's in Barnes County, and he's $1.4 million to keep him in the state. He's lived in the state for more than 65 million years. I think it's a great idea. I want to talk about that a little bit, too, but I see we got some callers stacking up. Let's go to Tim first from Dickinson. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Hey, I just want to bring something up that has to do with the event center, the Civic Center in Bismarck.
Yeah.
Things like whenever we have concerts or events that come to Bismarck and Fargo, they always have pre-sale tickets. And they go ahead and they sell these, and you hear this from everybody. You go to buy your tickets, and now we have Def Leppard that's going on sale tomorrow. And there's no good tickets ever available. People, and then at the end, come, you know, say 3 weeks before the concert, they have 1,200 tickets that they release that are the better tickets. But online, they're trying to sell these same tickets through the promoter or whoever it is for $300 a ticket. And I feel that this is a, you know, a public building. We're paying for it. Why is it that they allow, number one, pre-sale tickets, and number two, why are they allowing them to hold all those tickets back? I understand that the promoter should be able to hold a few, but not that many.
Yeah.
And so with this happening, I know this has happened the last several times that concerts have come to Bismarck. And people, I mean, we're paying for this place.
Yeah.
Why are we not allowed to get these better tickets?
I don't have an answer for you, Tim. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not familiar with the situation. Maybe it's somebody the program could look into getting a guest on and answer that question, Tim. But good point. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
It's really got more to do with the promoter than anything else. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's kind of a typical situation in this day and age. But it really does have a lot more to do with the promoter. I mean, they could go into better detail. And yeah, Rob's right. It'd be great to be able to get somebody on from the Bismarck Event Center to explain it a little bit better than I can. But the short version of the answer is it really just does have to do with what the promoter wants to do. And unfortunately, those pre-sale things, it does get kind of weird because we're, you know, being in the media force to tell everybody, well, the tickets go on sale at X date. And then there's that secret, you know, pre-sale. And if you know the pre-sale code and blah, 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 blah. It really does kind of make you wonder just how many tickets are in that secret code pre-sale thing or what's going on there. But
well, you got to wonder, I mean, does that really ingratiate yourself to your customers? I don't know. That seems like a kind of a weird
exactly.
thing. Exactly.
Yeah. If tickets go on sale on a certain date. But what they're trying to do is get a jump on the big hardcore fans who, you know, are really just salivating over the group coming versus, oh, there's a show coming. I don't even know who they are, but I'll buy tickets.
Yeah.
Making sure that the devoted fans get them first. But
well, let's get to some of these other callers waiting patiently. Karen from Bismarck, you're on next. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just chuckling about your conversation about, you know, if states becoming more conservative or moderate or liberal or whatever. And I always joke, I used to live in the Red River Valley, so right there in the universe of the ivory towers between NDSU and UND, which are extremely liberal. But we always joked when we lived there that the state line should not be the Red River Valley. It should be I-29. Everybody else would flush over to Minnesota, but
yeah.
Ultimately, the state is kind of just the same, you know, in and out. People come in and out, and it's, you know, I see that it's really just kind of staying the same.
Yeah, wouldn't Minnesota love to have the taxpayers right about now?
You know, one joke that I always hear in Republican circles, and I'm sure no Republican would ever fess up to it, is that they always think that when we if we do the flood diversion, we should do it on the west side of Fargo, and then call that the border. And give Fargo to Minnesota. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just repeating a rumor that I've heard. That's all I've heard.
That's fine until you start counting tax revenue. I don't know if we want to lose the taxpayers, but from a political ideology standpoint, I bet they would love it to be that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I'm not endorsing it. Just repeating what I heard. Karen, thanks for the call. Uh-huh. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We've actually got a Minnesotan on the line. Jan from Minnesota. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of changing the topic a little bit.
Okay.
I'm wondering if some of the conservatives out there would be able to give me information regarding, well, let me say first, I'm not a tree hugger, but I love trees. I'm not a fisherman, but I love wildlife. And there is information out there regarding what's happening in the skies, particularly under geoengineeringwatch.org. A lot of things, especially out in California, Colorado, where it's affecting the trees and the lakes. I'm wondering if they can help me. Maybe somebody that is in the area of soil, or water.
I don't know. You know, certainly, if somebody's got information about that, feel free to call in. I'm not sure I got the answers for you, Jan, but certainly thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550 if you want to join the program. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. Let's get to Austin on the road. He says he's got an answer for the ticket thing. Austin, can you help our previous caller out? What's going on?
Yeah, I was actually just going to let him know it is a lot to do with the promoters and the fans, because I've bought quite a few tickets and friends of mine have purchased, and they're pretty big fans of some of them out there, and you can actually become members of the fan clubs for some of these bands, and then you'll actually get emails when the tours are coming to, say, Bismarck, and you can get early access tickets through the fan club directly for the band itself. So there's a lot of different avenues for getting early tickets.
Okay.
They also seem to be consistent with that pre-sale code thing, because sometimes some promoters, some artists will find out at the radio stations here, and they'll tell us to put it on their site, and then sometimes we never even hear about it. So yeah, you're right. Exactly. I mean, sometimes it's a fan club thing. So you're right.
Yep. And I guess I don't have a problem with it if you're a big fan and you're willing to be in part of a fan club for the band or whatever online and get early access to the tickets. That's your directive. Pay a little more, maybe.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Certainly clarified some things. I'm Rob Porter for Scott Hennon. More straight ahead. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
After the hour, it is What's on Your Mind. Rob Port is in for Scott Hannon. I'm Todd Mitchell, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text into 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home of the 4 for $4 lunch. Everyone's 4 for 4. Fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for just $4 all day every day. PetroServe USA. Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Henning. Today it is from the Say Anything blog, Rob Port.
Yeah, that's right. SayAnythingBlog.com. What I like to think of is North Dakota's most popular political blog, although there's not really another one. I think that post is...
well, then it is, then, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can say it's not if it's, you know, it's the only one.
Yeah. Well, I figured, I reached the territory first. I planted my flag. That's how it's going to be.
There you go.
701-258-0550. You want to join the program? 800-228-0550. We got a couple of voicemails. First one, wanting to talk about the Senate vacancy replacement issue. Let's go to that one first.
This is Ron in Bismarck on the Heitkamp replacement. It used to be that the state Senate would appoint the senators going to Washington, D.C. so that they really represented us, not a political campaign, but they represented us. So check on that for me. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, actually, prior to the 17th Amendment, the states appointed the senators, and I think each state maybe did a little bit differently. I don't know specifically what North Dakota's procedure was, but yeah, usually it was something like the legislature or the governor appointed the senators. There were actually a lot of corruption problems with that. Although, frankly, I would prefer that we get back to that. That being said, you know, we've had popularly elected senators for a long, long time now, and I feel like if we're going to do that, the 17th Amendment's not going anywhere. If we're going to do that, I feel like that's something we should stick to uniformly. That's my thought. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Grant from Fargo wants to talk about the Minot State Fair issue, which we're going to have Senator Ole Larson on the program here in a moment. Grant, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rob, who owns the fairgrounds? Is that a for-profit company or is that
state property? It's owned by the state. Actually, it's kind of funny when you buy things because the state fairgrounds is inside Minot. But when you're on the state fairgrounds, they actually don't charge you the city sales tax because you're on quote unquote state property. So the only thing you pay is the state sales tax.
But in my opinion, I'm originally from Minot, and this is another case of the city of Minot falling asleep at the wheel. They've known for years they've wanted that piece of the fairgrounds. We just had the big flood up there, right? There's tons of properties right across the street on Burdick Highway 27 that they could have moved and worked with those folks, and now all of a sudden they just want to kick them out.
Yeah, you know,
case of Zimbelman falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, and Mayor Zimbelman, Chuck Barney's our mayor now, but you're right, yeah, Mayor Zimbelman. You know, it could be, I don't like the suddenness of it, and I don't like the idea that we're not going to work with the Historical Society to try to find something that's mutually beneficial. I mean, they're sort of treating the Historical Society like it's not important, like their yeah. displays and the work that they've done to preserve the history of this area is frivolous and or trivial, and that we can just sort of evict them on a whim. I feel like that's sort of the treatment the Historical Society's gotten, and it's wrong. I'm not saying the Historical Society necessarily has to have that one piece of land, and that's the only possible solution to this. I think that the State Fair ought to find a way to work with the Historical Society and say, you know, let's find a way where we could coexist and we could benefit from one another and preserve this history. I go to the North Dakota State Fair, and I mean it's fun. I mean, you have the rides and the carny games and the people selling snake oil in the commercial buildings, right? All the latest and greatest products. It slices it, dices
it, does
all
the things. Still sell snake oil there? Huh?
No, well, not snake oil. I was using a metaphor.
I've had a hard time finding snake oil.
I was using a metaphor, Todd. Calm down. I don't understand why, you know, we wouldn't like that this one corner of the fairgrounds is this sort of edifying display of where we came from as a community. I think it's wonderful, and I think it would be a shame if it left.
But they could have helped them move to what's in the old business college on 8th Avenue there or along Burdick. There's plenty of places they could find a place to move them to.
Yeah. I think one reason the Historical Society... One reason the Historical Society wants to stay on the fairgrounds is that they obviously benefit from a lot of the foot traffic from events at the fairgrounds, the Hoost Fest, the State Fair, obviously the big one. So they're kind of feeling, you know, this is beneficial to us. You know, we're here when people are coming out to the fair, they're coming through. And I walked through the Historical Society last year during the fair. I thought it was wonderful. It's a great display. People who aren't walking through it are missing out. We try to go every year. And, I honestly feel like it should, unless somebody can come up with a better solution, I don't understand why it can't stay where it's at.
Sure. Well, so, either way, I think they probably do need room for expansion. If they're not going there, they're going to have to move east across Highway 20 or 27.
It could be. Although one thing that bothers me is that when they've been asked what they want to do with the land, they're not being real clear on it. I mean, they say, oh, well, you know, we don't want to be painted in the corner. I mean, at the very least, can we wait till we've got a positive plan in place? I mean, can we at least say we know what we want to do? Can they just come clean about where they're headed so that we can, you know, judge whether or not that's a better thing to have there than the Historical Society? I guess I don't like that they're being kind of secretive about what they want the land for, too.
Take the high road and help those folks move to a decent location.
Yeah, I think that's
the thing that happened.
I think that's the bottom line of it, Grant. Because there's sort of another question here. Do you think the state has an interest in passing this sort of legislation to sort of back the Historical Society or give them some leverage?
Well, I don't know how the Historical Society, if it's owned by the state, do you talk about that, or is it a profit thing?
If I'm understanding, and maybe somebody who knows better could call in, my understanding is that they're a private nonprofit group. And the legislation actually says that they have a right to be on the fairgrounds until their group dissolves. So like, I guess if people lose interest or people drift away from it or whatever, you know, at that point, you know, that the group would dissolve and they would lose right to the land. But, you know, right now, as I understand it, they're organized as a, you know, private society, nonprofit society.
But I still think it's leave the state out of it, and the people that run the fairgrounds should sit down with those folks and say, listen, we'll help you find a location that works for you. We'll help you market it. We'll help people get there and make it a win-win deal, because right now they're just kicking them out, and that ain't now the battle's on.
Well, it's in district court now. I mean, it's lawsuits have been filed. I mean, it's been filed. It's in legal court. I think the perspective of the Ward County Historical Society is they're saying, listen, the state fair is not interested in working with us. They've never been interested in working with us. And, you know, we need the legislature to back our play a little bit here to give us some standing against these people. I think that's their argument.
Yeah, I'm 50 years old, and I can remember when I was 10 years old walking through that thing in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's been there forever. So it is a landmark for the city of Minot.
And it's been updated too. I mean, it's not the same thing. I mean, they've maintained it. It's not like just a group of dilapidated buildings sitting there taking up space. You know, they've kept it up. Grant, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to talk more about this segment in the next hour. Senator Ole Larson, he introduced the legislation to keep the Historical Society where it's at. 701-258-0550. Be back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back, Rob Ford, in for Scott Hannon today, of course, with Todd Mendel. The What's on Your Mind radio program. Your call on numbers are 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. We're going to continue talking about, we had a caller in the last segment about the situation between the North Dakota State Fair and the Ward County Historical Society. It's gotten a little ugly. The matter's before court. Now a couple of lawmakers, Senator Ole Larson of Minot and Representative Dan Ruby of Minot, including some other co-sponsors, are introducing legislation to have the legislature step in and say the Ward County Historical Society can stay on the property. I want to welcome Senator Larson to the program. And, Senator, tell us exactly, first of all, thank you for your time, and tell us what your legislation seeks to accomplish.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me, and thanks again for the constituents for voting me in for another session. The bill really is pretty simple. The State Fair, or the Historical Society, has a footprint and a presence since 1950, before the fair was even the North Dakota State Fair. And they've just kind of commingled together, and they want to continue to just stay that way until they're ready to either hand it over to somebody else or go on from there. And currently the North Dakota State Fair has decided to try to get them to leave the property or be evicted.
Tell us what specifically your legislation does to counteract that.
Exactly what the legislation is that the footprint of the Historical Society would just remain intact, so they're not there to expand. They're not there to take over any more property, just to stay at the current location that they've always been since 1950. And then if they do decide to leave, if they do decide to vacate, it would be on their terms and not on the terms of the North Dakota State Fair evicting them.
701-258-0550 if you want to join the program. 800-228-550 is a toll-free number. One question a lot of people who aren't from Minot are asking, and I know I've heard this from lawmakers in Bismarck, I've heard this from people in other parts of the state, is why is this a state issue? Why should the state legislature get involved in what is a regional or a local issue?
You know, that's a great question, and I did say that too in the committee. Just for clarification, it is the North Dakota State Fair. So us as lawmakers have the ability to give funding to the State Fair, which is up again this year for some additional funding. We gave funding to them last year. And we represent as as senators and representatives all of North Dakota for that entity, and we have a say in it. If it was a county fair, we wouldn't have a leg to stand on, or if it was a city fair or city property. So that's why we have justification to have our have that bill heard and have that bill acted on, because it is. It's state land.
Do you feel like, and once again, 701-258-0550, if you want to join the program, 800-228-0550, why can't the State Fair and the Historical Society work this out on their own? I mean, what have been the steps there? Give us some of the backstory about these two entities and why we've reached the point where the matter's before the legislature and being, you know, fought in court.
Right. Sure. And that's a good question. And basically, what I think it is it's really a handshake that has gone bad. You know, in 1950, they became an entity and they were getting along with everybody. In 1966, I believe they tried to make some kind of an agreement to put something on paper. And so that was put on paper, and the paperwork gets lost, and people, you know, boards change, and the attitude of the board towards each other change. And right now, it's pretty caustic, because the fair wants them out of there, and the Historical Society has done a lot of work in repairing that facility after the flood. And even before the flood, it was a nice place to go before the flood. That's not to talk about the sins of the past. You know, there were times when the board of the Historical Society wasn't as active and wasn't as good as they could be as they are now.
Is there some way? I mean, why does the State Fair want them out so far? It's so bad. And this is the situation. I mean, I read about it in the newspaper. I read about it news articles, and it seems like they're kind of being coy about what their plans are for that. They're saying they don't want to paint themselves as. Why do they want them out so bad?
Exactly, and that's the best question, and that is the question that, in testimony, the State Fair refuses to answer. When I had people call in for support or for against this bill, I asked that question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Nobody has an idea. One vendor called in and said, we want more parking, so we're gonna get rid of all of that history for a parking lot. Then I just heard that we're going to have this Chester Wrighton Theater and gathering space to help with the Hoost Fest or whatever. And I've seen plans on their proposed building, and they have no money for this proposed expansion. Minot put forth the money for the All Seasons Arena. Minot is not discussing on their radar that they want to invest more money into the state fairgrounds. The state, surely, where we're sitting at, are not going to invest in buildings in the state fairgrounds. So it's like, why don't they just say what they want the land for? And they won't. They have no concrete idea. They just want them off the land. And interestingly enough, the property that they have a caretaker on the state fair, is about the same size as this, as the Historical Society. So why can't they use that? Where one individual is living and staying on state land. It's just strange. And they have the Fur Rendezvous that used to be a pit that they dug out. They made a pond. They enhanced the fair. And the Historical Society has another period of history that they have enhanced. And they're all year round. They're not just 9 days out of the fair. It boggles my mind. I just absolutely don't understand, and I realize that it is a handshake that went bad.
Do you feel like your legislation does it tie them? I guess what I'm thinking about here is I'm not necessarily against the idea that the state fair needs to expand or might need more room to do more things and enhance, you know, the product that they're putting out, and I think that's reasonable and understandable. If your legislation passes, does it tie the Historical Society to that piece of land? Or if the Historical Society and the State Fair could come to some agreement where the Historical Society moves to another part of the grounds or they find some way to work together, would your legislation be getting in the way?
Well, and that's a great question. No, absolutely it wouldn't be getting in the way, because they don't want to expand. They just want to stay right where they're at. And if they do decide to move off that property, it frees them up. It's a no-brainer. The problem is right now they have a church there. Well, there's many problems with moving, but one of the problems is they have church service every Sunday. People are coming to the state fairgrounds to go to church every Sunday to the Pioneer Village. If they move that church, they have to put the church up to code, rewiring it, rewatering it, reheating it, all of that. That comes at a huge cost. And so this little historical society that's a nonprofit that doesn't have any money, they don't have money to move these buildings. They don't have land to buy to move these buildings. And it was discussed that the fair was going to move them and the fair had land for them. But they didn't tell the people, and it's not known, that they were going to move them on a swamp, that they would have had to come up with tons of money in tiling and subsurface work to make that be viable up by the airport where they wanted to put them. And it's just, the situation is just really, it's too bad that they can't get along and have a meeting of the minds with it.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. What else is going on out there at the legislature, Ole? What other important issues are you guys tackling this week?
Well, as you know, I'm vice chairing the Human Services, and we've had a very heavy lift this whole first half of the session with dental hygienists and scope of practices, and our surge funding is continuing. It's over in the House now, and we're hoping that we can get that out as with its funding intact. Those seem to be the big issues. We just got done with a corporate farming bill that will allow dairy farms to finally expand. There is 30,000 dairy cows in South Dakota, and we have 19,000 here in North Dakota. So we're trying to fix that. That's a big deal for our ag industry. That, you know, we do not want to be buying milk from corporate producers out of state. And if our dairy herd continues to decline, we will be tied by the hands of corporate dairy people outside of our state. So we want those cows coming here. South Dakota has permitted 25,000 cows for next year. And we just think that it would be, if we could open that part of the code, the law up for dairy farmers and hog producers, that it would be a good thing.
Do you, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is a toll-free number. Speaking about the corporate farming, I mean, that's a pretty big change from North Dakota's culture. I mean, a lot of people don't like the idea of even this, this moderate. I'm all for it. I'm probably not very moderate on this issue, as we discussed earlier in the program. I would lift the corporate farming ban entirely, but this seems like a pretty small change to me.
Well, it is. It is just a real narrow carve out of the code. And when the dairy producers come to us, and it is the dairy industry coming to us, pleading for what can we do to get our herds up, and we have stuff in place, and we have had things in place for years to help the dairy farmers. So what we have in place is clearly not working. So we need to carve that little section of code out to give those dairy farmers some breathing room. And the corporations can't just come flying into the state. It's such a fallacy to think that corporations are going to be running to North Dakota and buying up all this land.
Yeah.
It is so narrow. You have to have a dairy farm being put on those acres.
Yeah.
And big corporations.
It sounds like good policy. I got to go, though. Senator Larson, yes. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. More straight ahead. Rob Port in for Scott Hennin. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Eleven before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Rob Port is in for Scott Hennon. I'm Todd Mitchell. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache, which has one focus, sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise and customer satisfaction. Have a number of used pull-type sprayers on hand. They want to move them out. 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, 90-foot booms. They also have a few used Apache sprayers. You can take a look at them on the website, highplainsapache.com. And now at the ET Ag Center, they're your best source, the source for access to some 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in and Mandan today at High Plains Apache. In for Scott Hennon from the SayAnythingBlog.com, it's Rob Port on What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, we, you know, earlier in the program, we were talking about the that new Gallup poll making headlines saying North Dakota's moved from more of a conservative state to more of a moderate state. And we were asking people what they thought about that. Of course, they can call in 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. We have a voicemail from earlier in the program that I wanted to play and get on the program. Let's roll that audio.
Well, if anything, I think myself and people I know have probably become actually more conservative, more right-leaning in the last few years than anything. The reason behind it, I believe, is we have a president who he took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and he at every turn he's challenging the Constitution instead of upholding it. I think people are getting awfully fed up with this. I know I am. I'm sick of him every time he turns around trying to rewrite the Constitution for to be in his favor. And I think a lot of people that used to call themselves probably centrist or moderate or something like that are probably leaning a little bit more to the right now because of it.
Yeah, you know, it could be, and I think that sort of it sort of plays into a point I was making about this earlier in the program, which is that I feel like terms like conservative, moderate, liberal, they often mean very different things to very different people. And I think a lot of how you perceive yourself is going to depend on what the atmosphere is around you. So I think that America, over the last couple of election cycles, has been moving to the right. I feel like North Dakota, as Republican as we were before, I think with, you know, losing the Democrat members of the federal delegation, Conrad, Dorgan, Pomeroy, replacing them with Republicans. Republicans now hold every single statewide office. They've held on to massive majorities in the legislature. I feel like all of that adds up to a state that was already to the right, that's edging a little further to the right. And so I think that might make people feel, who are already on the right, might make them feel like they're a little bit more in the middle. If I guess we think about the ideology, you know, I think it's maybe a little bit too simplistic sometimes, but if we think of ideology as a scale moving from the left to the right, when society moves to the right, and I think we have both in North Dakota and nationally looking at Republicans, picking up, Congress, I think that when society moves a little bit to the right, people who are already on the right are going to maybe start to feel like they're a little bit more in the middle. I think that's a lot of what's going on, plus some demographic changes. I don't think you can underestimate the impact North Dakota getting younger demographically is having on some of this. So I think it's those factors coming together. I don't see it playing out in a lot of changes in how North Dakota votes ultimately. But I think it is interesting to talk about. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We're going to join the program. More Facebook comments on this issue. Renee says, since when does the word Republican equal conservative? Levi asks, what's wrong with being a moderate? Nothing is wrong with being a moderate, other than I'm not sure that it really means anything. I mean, if you call yourself a moderate, again, it's going to depend on what you mean about moderate. I mean, what do you mean by being moderate? It's all depending on your perspective. If you if you're standing out in right field, you know, you might think yourself as a moderate, and everybody to the left of you is going to look like they're out in left field, right? That's kind of how it works. Mike says Renee is right. Republican is not the same as conservative. Nick says, is that surprising? More and more, each party stands for less. Tim says, I am a lifelong conservative who votes Republican, except for that one local guy time. With the arrogance the Republican Party in North Dakota, it might not hurt them to get a wake-up call by having some of their districts fall to the dark side. Tyler says, everyone claims to be moderate, just like they claim to be middle class. It doesn't really have anything. Nick says, first they steal the words, then the meanings. I think those are all fair points. And, you know, again, it's just going to depend on where you're at. It really is. And I think it makes a good point, right? I mean, everybody views themselves, middle class is, I think, another funny term, like moderate. I think everybody thinks of themselves as the middle class. Even people who might be, you know, earning up to six figures a year and might not feel like they're quote unquote rich, but yet statistically would very much fall into the upper income brackets of our country. You know, they still perceive themselves as being middle class.
That's where you fall, right?
That's where I fall. Yeah. No, I, well, not in the six-figure range.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting a little personal here, Todd. None of your business. Anyway.
I wasn't asking.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, great show. Thanks for all the calls. Thanks for the listeners. And I'm assuming Scott will be back in tomorrow, Todd?
That's what I'm hearing.
All right. Well,
the spaceship could take him up, and we might ask you again. You never know.
Might never know. SayAnythingBlog.com is the place to find me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks for listening.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.